So I am Sarah Eveler. I am a senior and I'm going to be graduating in May of 2019, and I am a German major and a chemistry major. So I guess like the biggest thing that changed with me while I was studying abroad in Germany is I would say my faith. When I like went into like when I went to Germany, I was sort of probably like at a low point with my faith. I had started like getting really annoyed with people who were Christians, honestly. I felt like they would like throw Bible verses at me. I guess I was really perceiving like what was supposed to be like kindness and help from these people as a negative thing. So at that point, I was just really sort of like, oh, like faith is so hard. Like I go to church every Sunday, like as I have my whole life. I grew up in like the LCMS Lutheran Church, and it was just, I don't know. I was still there, but it wasn't really meaning anything to me. So before I went to Germany, I actually prayed. I said, God, like if anything is gonna happen with my faith, like please like give me the opportunity like that my faith will grow while I am studying abroad in Germany. And so that was like sort of like a dream, sort of like a wow, it'd be so great if my faith would get better while I was in Germany. And so I guess it started instantly, really, this change. A friend of mine, she did the same program actually that I did in Tübingen. She lived there for a year and she invited me. She knew I was coming over. She knew I was a Christian and she invited me to her church. And so the second day that I was in Germany, I went to one of their church services and it was called Freedom Night. So it was at like 8 p.m. and it's their like they're a very modern contemporary evangelical church. And so there was a bunch of dancing, a bunch of loud, very popular Christian music, and I was really overwhelmed. I was still tired from the flight, not used to an evangelical service where they really focus on like the Holy Spirit and on all that is, and I was really just overwhelmed. I was like, wow, this is a lot coming from a really, really little Lutheran church in Indiana. That was very different. But for some reason I kept going. I guess she convinced me. I didn't know anyone. He was really a very nice person. So I kept going to this church. And I just slowly started integrating into the church. And so I had a spiritual mentor and I ended up being in a small group and I just like kept going further and further into this church, and I just kept learning more and more, and I kept, I guess, like understanding where they came from more. That's something that I had like not necessarily seen in other churches, is that when new people come in, they're very serious about like making sure, one, that you feel welcomed, but also that they explain what it is that they're doing. Like, why do they speak in tongues? That's something that like is unheard of in like the LCMS church. And so they'll come up and be like, are you confused about anything? Like, how can I help you understand, like, respect, regardless of if that's something you want to do or not? So that was really, really cool that they did that. And they worked with me, helped me realize some of like my own problems. So like when like I said, I started integrating into this church, and the first thing I did actually was is I got the spiritual mentor and I went to this ABC course, which was basically just like a basic, what do Christians believe? And so I talked about how I started really disliking people who would like throw the Bible verses at me. I really didn't like reading the Bible anymore. And so we prayed about that at the end of that night, and immediately it was better. Like it was crazy how much like this prayer had helped me actually enjoy reading the Bible again. And like those little things just happened all the time. Just praying for each other and seeing like instant changes, instant like people instantly feel better. And just it could just be like little things too. Like they're stressed about an exam and they just feel like a sense of relief because they know that people care for them. And so just like that overwhelming sense of support really helped me, one, to grow close to a bunch of people at that church, but also helped me understand that like that's what a church community is supposed to be like, and that's how God feels about me, that He is like always there for me. And so it just helped me to in general grow in my faith and just understand that having a relationship with God is a lot easier than I thought it was. I thought it was like, I don't know. It wasn't that he was like this big deity that you can't have a relationship with, but I guess I didn't understand the fundamentals of prayer, which I underst which I learned in that course, where it's literally just like you're talking to your best friend, and like even if it seems silly, like talking out loud to God when you're like in the car or wherever you are, it's actually really nice. It seems really silly, but it's a lot more simple than what I thought it was. As I grew in my faith, and as I like relearned the basics, like the foundations of my faith, I just kept recognizing how important service is, you know, in the Christian community. I like joined their little coffee team because I work at Grinders here on at the university, and so they had this little coffee team. So every other Sunday, I would go help. I would make coffee for people, and we would clean the church. Like all the small groups had little cleaning the church sessions, so like, I would do that, and it just helped me realize that service is really important to me. And that helped me in more ways than just my faith. Just like being back in the United States, going into like the career I want to be in is I want to be an optometrist. And for a long time, I literally just decided I was going to be an optometrist and didn't really have a reason why. but this church helped me realize that like as an optometrist, I can really serve people. I can help people with their sight. And just like knowing me, when I first went to my optometrist, she was the most like welcoming person I had ever met. And like that's what I want to be for someone else, is I want to be that serving, that caring person that this like even it's just an eye exam, but somehow it made a really big impact on me. And just that knowing that I can serve people in many, many ways, that service is really important, and anyone can do it, and it makes a big difference. I'm not sure if going to a church here in the United States, specifically like an evangelical church, would have like made the exact same change as this evangelical church in Germany did. I'd like to think it would, but I think going abroad to Germany just sort of like opened my mind to a bunch of different possibilities. I think if I had gone to an evangelical church in the United States, that I wouldn't have been as open to staying there. I would have just like gone back to another Lutheran church, would have gone back to another church that was more comfortable for me. So I think being in Germany, specifically at like the very beginning of my experience in Germany, where I didn't know anyone, I just knew this one girl who went to this church. I knew I wanted to grow in my faith. I decided to go there and I went with it. And I think because I was so open, just because of all those little things that were happening, like brand new in Germany, whatever, I feel like that is what made me open to that style of church that I probably wouldn't have been in the United States.